It's going to do the spiritual reading out of the book Fasting and Feasting, which is the Unity Lent book. We do have those available for people that want those in the back. Josh, would you like to come up?
Thank you. The Mystery of God in You by Reverend Eric Butterworth. Within every person is an unborn possibility of limitless growth, and ours is the privilege of giving birth to it. Paul obviously had this in mind when he referred to the mystery hidden for ages and generations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians chapter 1, 26 through 27. It is only through realizing the mystery of God in man that we can understand one like Jesus, with all his spiritual power, as a demonstration of that which is fundamental in all life. Dwell for a while on the idea of the universe as the allness that we call God, realizing that everything within it, from the vast galaxies to the subatomic particles, is created in and of the universe. You may wonder about the vastness of the universe and peer at it through a telescope. However, you are not on the outside looking in, you are on the inside looking out. You are the universe at the point where you are. Attributed to St. Augustine is this profound thought: God is a circle whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. If the center is everywhere, it is where you are. You are the center of the universe, the center of God. This is not a point to be made egotistically, but transcendently. There is that of you which is centered in God, and which is a point of God activity flowing forth into expression as you. And the circumference is limitless. There is no limit to God or to man in God's consciousness. Man is an individualization of God. We all have a long way to go, but Jesus demonstrated a goal that is believable and achievable. And he pointed that in us which is perfectible. Wherever we are along the way, no matter the problems or challenges, there is always more in us. The Christ in us as our hope of glory, which means our potential for healing, overcoming, prospering, and succeeding. And there is no limit.
Good job. Good job. Nice. All right. Time for our meditation song. So we're going to sing this three times and then repeat the last line.
One of the things I'm often asked also, do the children do meditation in the back? Yes, we do. It does not last 10 minutes, but we usually can manage 2.5 to 3 minutes, which is really a lot for our age group, and they do very well. So today what we're going to do is we're going to do it the way that they do it in the back. It is a guided meditation. And ready? He's okay. First of all, taking a deep, deep breath. Feel this breath. Con- come in to the tips of your toes, the bottom of your feet, your lower legs, your upper legs. As we breathe in deep, concentrate on bringing in the good. Slowly, slowly breathe out. As we breathe out, concentrate on releasing stress, negativity, and all that is bad for us. Releasing bad thoughts, bad feelings. Taking another deep breath. Feel this deep breath coming into our lower stomach or lower backs, or upper stomach or upper backs and our chest. As we breathe in, think of pleasant thoughts. For some people, that might be a day on the beach with the waves crashing, the sand beneath our feet, the sun shining on us, and the smell of salt air. For others, that might be a day in the mountains with the cool, crisp air. Breathing in the silence and the magnitude of the earth as we look around us up on the mountaintop. And breathe out. Taking another deep breath. Let's feel this breath come into the tips of our fingers, or lower arms, or upper arms, our necks, and our heads. Keeping in mind that the five senses are located mostly in our head. Sight, smell, taste, hearing, and feeling. Feeling is all of our body. Feeling as we do this, the bad, the negative, the stress of the week leaving us. Breathe out. Continue deep breathing. Remember, as we're deep breathing, also we are one with nature. What we breathe out is carbon monoxide. What we breathe in is oxygen. Remember that the plants and trees breathe also with us. They breathe out oxygen. They breathe in carbon dioxide. So we are one with nature. Take in another deep breath. Again, feeling this one in the tips of our toes, the bottom of our feet, our lower legs or upper legs. Slowly breathe out. Taking another deep, deep breath. Feeling this breath in your upper legs, or lower stomachs, or upper stomachs, or lower back and upper back. Breathe out slowly. Taking one more deep breath. Feel this one in the tips of our fingers, or lower arms, or upper arms, our chest, our head, necks, again, our five senses. And slowly breathe out. Continue deep breathing throughout the day. Remember, deep breathing will always assist us. As we feel the stress of the coming weeks, all we need to do is stop. Concentrate on deep breathing. Concentrate on nature. And all will be well. Thank y'all. Pardon me 1 minute while we kind of regroup. We are missing several key people today. Some people are sick with the flu. Some people had to make a last-minute trip out of town, so we're needing to do some regrouping real quickly. Excuse us just 1 moment.